Chattanooga, or however you say their name.
Stream the show live on ESPNLincoln.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back into Greggeth and Hucks. Again, special thanks there to Adam Carricker for joining us to kick the show off on a Monday. You can't see it right now. I did tweet out a photo just now. Lunch has been put on the smoker. The garage is filled with smoke currently. Boy, those are going to be good. Those are going to be good. Will Wilson, how you doing back home, baby?
I'm good, man. I hope don't smoke you guys out, you know.
It's not too bad. It's not too bad, but okay. We looked over and we were like, oh, boy, it's getting smoky in here, and Nick had to get out there, man. How you holding up back in the studio?
Yeah, things are good back here. A little quiet, but, you know, it's kind of nice.
Yeah, what's it like now, honestly, because there's not many people, right?
Not too different. Well, yeah, there's, like, nobody here, but, you know, not too different. I don't get to see your guys' faces in the morning, but, you know, it's all right.
I know. It is a little weird for us as well. As I get up in the morning, I do my normal thing, and I have to make sure that I take the right turn out of the neighborhood to go to the right spot.
Yeah. You golfing today?
I am not. I am not. I have other stuff to do. There's a lot of stuff going on out in the other business world that I have to stay in tune with, so I am not today, but plan on me on Tuesday, Wednesday, most likely.
Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. You got to get out and golf this week for sure.
Well, absolutely. The first 3 days this week are going to be beautiful. If you're out and you get a chance, get out, get that fresh air. I know over the weekend it was beautiful, and there were a ton of people and kids in my neighborhood getting out, doing the sidewalk chalk. My boys stayed up in a tree yesterday for like 4 hours.
Jeez.
Yeah, they were just climbing trees yesterday.
All right, I'm back. Here we go. Will, I'm going to have to bring you some food one of these days, dude.
Oh, man.
We're eating like kings out here.
I can smell the wings from here, man.
So for those who are at home keeping track, so today I'm doing some wings on the grill. We're going to let it let the wings smoke for about 30 minutes with a hickory smoke over them, about 150, 180 degrees, whatever. And then after that happens, we're going to go up to about 225, and we're going to let them cook for about an hour. We'll crank it up at the end. Oh, there you go. We'll crank them up at the end and get them going. But, yeah, so we're going to have a little fun out here. I'm using Sparky's Fire Wing Sauce. I let them sit in that overnight tonight. And then at the very end, for the last, like, 10 minutes, I'll crank it up to 350. And then we'll put some Sweet Baby Ray's on there. Mm. And then those two things combine to some good food.
Yes.
Good eating.
Yes, sir.
Should be not too bad, so... All right, brother. We appreciate you. We're going to dive into some topics here. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Will. Yep. Love you guys.
Need you to buy a little time for me. I was like, oh, God, this is way messier than I thought it was. I need a few minutes. We'll be all good. We'll get there.
Just let me know when the whole neighborhood shows up like yesterday.
So do you want to get into Huskers or do you want to get into NFL talk? What are you thinking, Hooksy?
Let's do
Where
Huskers.
Do you
want to
go? Huskers?
Huskers.
All right. So we were just talking about the recruiting aspect of this thing, right, and kind of the new world of recruiting. And let's start here. Right now, basketball, there's some news that is popping out there of Nebraska showing major interest in a point guard from Pitt. And it's interesting because Robin Washit, good friend of the show, just tweeted out that in today's world right now, it's all about relationships. And Abdul Massey, our assistant basketball coach, has relationships with so many of these players that could potentially be looking to transfer and do different things. Nebraska's got a little bit of a leg up, Hooksy.
Yeah, they do right now, and you're right. If you've noticed... you know, the whole recruiting world has changed a little bit in that aspect where obviously when the coaches go out and recruit, they recruit in pockets. You know, even relating back to football and what Travis Fisher just did, his relationship was built solely in Florida. Mm-hmm. You can see what the impact of him being in Florida and even going back to the Francois kid who was going back and forth because he had such a good relationship with Travis Fisher. And then the rumor came out that Fisher wasn't going to be there for him is why his decision was so tough, right?
Right, right.
Then he had to work, find out, get on the phone, find out Coach Fish wasn't leaving. So you can see the impact of that. But these guys are out in these pockets, and you typically have a guy, a recruiting coordinator position that is out surfacing and going all over those pockets, right? Building relationships. It's not just with the kid, but it's about the families, right? Because you're going into living rooms, and you're – going to have their son, daughter, whatever the case is in recruiting side, you need to understand that you are getting their kid to help them, mm-hmm. aid them, guide them, develop them, and protect them for the next 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, and with the restrictions, so currently right now you can't fly players around, right? They can't come visit. They're not able to really do much other than chat on the phone or video chat, you know. So I'm sure it would not surprise me if, with that being the case, and I don't know this, but it wouldn't surprise me if you're able to do video chatting. I don't see why you couldn't do a video tour mm-hmm. of the facilities in this new world that we're living in. If you couldn't, you know, be able to kind of show them around and show them everything that's going on in that manner. So I think you'll see a lot of athletes getting to do that and getting to see things. But the big thing for me too, and we brought this up with Carriker, and it was a question that you and I were just chatting about on Friday, Hooksy. We're just sitting in the garage, enjoying some beverages, hanging out, mm-hmm. and with the seniors, like the wide receiver out of Bellevue, he's got to make certain grades to make sure that he's eligible to be able to play football in the fall, right? And he was cruising in that direction before all this happened. Now you look at, in Omaha, I believe there's a couple schools that right now aren't doing, they can't do anything because they don't have the infrastructure for it. There's others that are able to do some online stuff. But I know in Lincoln, everything is review right now. At least in the elementary schools are. I guess I don't know what it is in junior highs and high schools. But it's here's the thing. Not every kid can get internet. I know we've had offers from our local providers to help provide internet to kids. That's outstanding. But not every kid is able to have that. Not every kid lives in a home that's set up properly to be able to get, you know, whether it be Allo or one of these other, you know, companies that are offering that. So in a world where we try to make things as fair as possible, I'm going to be curious what the NCAA decides they have to do when you start seeing kids coming to them and saying, hey, I need a waiver. I should be eligible. I will sue you guys if you don't. You have a lawsuit on your hand if you don't figure this out. The NCAA is going to run from that.
Oh, they're going to stay as far away from that as possible. You don't need any negative light right now with everything that's going on. But, you know, let's be real. There, you talk about these kids that they're all online. They might not have able means to have internet or whatever the case is, but let's also be real about this. You have parents out there that are all of a sudden added stress, right?
Oh god,
with jobs and money.
I'm feeling it right now,
paying bills and things like that. Now you're
I don't even have a high school kid.
Yeah, and God bless them,
trying to get to college,
and God bless them, but you're also now becoming a teacher of some sort to your kid to hold them accountable, like Carriker talked about. They do homework, they have six kids, they're like 4 hours, you know, mm-hmm. a day doing homework, right? But you also add that stress that, but you have parents out there that are trying to make ends meet on their own. Now add that in there. Where is the ability to help? Where is the ability to develop? Where are the tutoring systems at right now for some of these kids that need that? Because, you know, not everyone has this will and drive and the smart minds. They just jump online and just do it, right?
Right.
And teach themselves. There's a lot of that. So you add that stress onto what's going on. There's a lot of holes in this system, not to anybody's fault. But that's what's going on, because I can tell you, even from our situation, we're doing the same thing. You know, we're trying to go to work. We're trying to be on the radio. Then you're trying to have some downtime, some outside exercise time. And then you got to go at night and get dinner. Then you got to follow up and say, all right, did you get all this work checked off? And then at some point, maybe test their knowledge.
Yeah, and then you got to figure out if you're going to sleep at any point.
Yeah, right.
So there's all sorts of stuff.
All this stuff that's going on, the added stresses that this, you know, this virus has put in our world right now, mm-hmm. that's the intangibles that we don't understand, that we're all learning, right? And then on the other side of that, you have the stress of the teachers themselves who are putting the lessons plans together, putting that stuff out there. They're at school. I was just dropping homework, last week's work off before the show at our kids' school, picking up the new stuff, what they're doing. And so there's just so much out there. It'd be interesting if they blanket sweep it, because here's my concern: if they just blanket say, all right, boom, we'll stay out of the way, you're all eligible. What does the next year look like when they income, right? I was talking to my daughter about this. She's a seventh grader, right? And they're doing the same stuff. They're just, mm-hmm. they're doing daily work, blah, blah, blah. Not a lot of testing, if any testing going on. What does that look like when she goes into eighth grade? How far backwards do they have to start to get going forward?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. And I will tell you from a Nebraska standpoint, right? So the good news is Nebraska has great programs in place, and you've heard about these a lot. It's why Nebraska is able to bring in kids. You know, like, for example, it didn't work out beautifully, but Mo Washington was a guy when he was coming here that he needed to make sure tutors were in place and different things. Nebraska has that. They have great tools for that, and they have tutors who are able to help these young athletes be able to stay eligible, go to class, get their degrees. That's going to help further them in life. So I think personally Nebraska could be at a big advantage. Mm-hmm. The key of this thing is going to be if indeed the NCAA decides, hey, we are going to sweep blanket this thing. We're going to let these kids be eligible. I hope Nebraska is in place where they've got some relationships and are able to show these young men, look, we can take care of you from an academic standpoint. We have the means. We've invested in our athletes academically. So compared to other places, it is nothing like here. And we're going to be able to take care of you. And I think that'll help Nebraska. That's going to help them with the recruiting. So we'll kind of see how things play out. But it's an interesting angle on this that I haven't heard a lot of people talking about. And I think it's an important angle that'll be there. By the way, I'm now getting requests from people. Brisket on Friday. Is that what we're doing? Ooh. Listen, you guys pitch in. I'll do a – brisket's like a 16-hour cook.
Yeah.
So I would have to
– I might have to make something happen.
Put it on the day before, and then, yeah, we could do that.
It though. Is kind of – somebody brought up this up, and I was on Twitter or whatever, but it's almost like we're doing this live podcast. Like, just it drop does, it. It just people are going to start dropping
I don't
in.
Care if they want to.
Just
that's fine
dropping
with me.
In. Stay 6 feet.
Six feet's all that matters.
Watch out for you the know, guard I'd, dog.
Yeah. Watch out. My dog can smell coronavirus, so
yes.
It'll get you.
Yes. She's been classically trained.
Yeah, Sam's an absolute angel.
She's doing ball smashes right now.
Yeah, don't ruin my... God, I got gym equipment out here, dog. By the way, did you see I went and bought some more of that Chiefs beer? Oh, yeah, see? Don't move
don't
too fast.
It.
My dog is going to eat you. Why don't you pet her? She'll love you more.
Hey, what?
She's a trained killer, this one.
You smell cocoa.
Little Sam. Little Sam's a train killer.
She's Coco was downstairs this morning. We went outside and had a cup of coffee on the patio.
Yeah. In a few minutes, though, we got to keep our eye on it because we got this cat. We all call him Mooch is his name because he just goes into everybody's houses all the time. He's a wild cat. Neighbors adopted him like 3 years ago. So I think his home base is across the street. But this little jackass knows when my dog is chained up and likes to sit just outside of her reach so that it drives my dog insane. Yeah, like this cat purposefully messes with my dog. I'm thinking about letting the dog off the chain. See what happens.
Slow it roll. See what happens. Be a good exercise for Sam.
Yeah. Not be bad
Hey,
at
you
all.
Brought this up, obviously, as you were talking about recruiting and what's going on and how they're getting the relationships with people. It's come out a little bit that there's a new guard out of Pitt that's in the transfer portal right now that has built a really nice relationship with the coaching staff here, and we all know that Abdelmassi is from this, you know, this region up in the Northeast. Be on the lookout. There's a kid out of Pitt that is the second, by the way, second player that has left Pitt in his number of weeks. Trey McGowan's. Trey McGowan's out of Pitt is a guard, 6'4", 190.
Okay.
Just finished his sophomore season. Last year was an 11.5-point guy, 3 rebounds, almost 4 assists. Had a dip in shooting percentage. He was a 42% shooter his freshman year. Dip this year to 36%, 37%. But he'll be somebody that's on the Nebraska radar screen
nice.
Heavily right now coming up. Another guard, possibly.
Yeah, Pitt, who's their coach there? Do you know?
Is that Capel? I believe
is that where they had?
Because
they lost a lot of guys, didn't they? Isn't that didn't they have a whole bunch of problems where they lost, like, just a ton of their players,
no,
or am I thinking
you're
of?
You're thinking of, I believe, isn't that Wichita State who is leading? There's one school, Pitt is not it.
Wichita State still got, what's his face there?
There was one school that has lost a ton of kids.
Yeah, they lost, like, I swore it was Pitt. There was one school, it might be, I don't know, there was one basketball school that lost just a ton of players. Like, it was like 8 or 9 players. Because remember, we were frustrated that they still managed a better recruiting class in Nebraska. When Timmy was here, I can't think of who it was. Hey, by the way, I don't know if you guys saw this, and I hope I'm not ruining something for what's trending at 10, but we can talk about it again if we want to. Did you see, for lack of things that are going on TV, Travis Kelce is going to be participating? How fun would this be? A virtual beer pong tournament this week run by Post Malone.
I'm in.
So Post Malone is hosting a beer pong tournament. It's called the Ballina Cup, and it's going to be aired on Instagram Live this week. Travis Kelce is going to be in it. Danny Amendola. Tell me these aren't the most bros to ever bro.
Think?
Listen to who's going to be in this. Travis Kelce, Danny Amendola, Johnny Manziel, Rob Gronkowski are all going to be on this thing. And he's going to be doing that's awesome. He's going to be doing a beer pong tournament virtually on TV. And apparently Post Malone mentioned that he took on Travis Kelce and Pat Mahomes before one of his shows, and that Mahomes and Kelce beat him 15 times in a row.
Jeez. I just kind of looked it up, and this could be it. Alabama. Alabama.
Was it Alabama?
Alabama. Well, I know this is one of them. Alabama.
Because their coach got in trouble. One of these coaches got in trouble.
This one wasn't it. Alabama, they agreed to a buyout with Avery Johnson.
Yeah, and a bunch of the players.
Four guys entered the portal.
That's interesting. This would have been the last offseason, or maybe even the one before that. I'll look it up when we get to break here, and we'll check it out. But yeah, that's pretty fun, man. That'll be something. By the way, my neighbors are now texting me that they'll be over to get some food here in a little bit. That's good. Hey, man. You know, we're gonna have a little fun here on the show. So if you guys want to swing by, doors open. There's a reason we're doing the show with the garage door open instead of closed.
You can smell it right now, man. It's good too.
Coming up on the show, some things we're gonna get to. NFL 2020 power rankings. ESPN put out their power rankings for the year. They have Kansas City as number one. I want to talk about who they have as their top five and who I have as my top five. Ooh. Spoiler alert: Tampa Bay number nine on their list with Tom Brady. So I'll tell you which teams are ahead of there, too, and you can kind of, you know, start thinking about that a little bit. Dallas is pretty high in my rankings, a lot higher than what they are on ESPN. Okay. And I'll explain, because I think Dallas has done some good stuff with some very affordable veterans that are going to be good players for them this year. Dallas, like, under the radar somehow, has had a really good offseason. Even though I don't like the contract that they gave to Cooper, they were able to keep your guys. I'm always very pro keeping your players. If they're guys that keep them. That's why I'm not angry yet that Kansas City hasn't done anything with Chris Jones, because if they can work something out and bring him back, you know, obviously he's better than the alternative, which is a rookie or a replacement player. Just costs a lot of money. So we'll get to that a little bit. Also, as far as free agency goes, there are still some major questions for some really good teams in the NFL that need to be answered through either free agency or wild card. So we're going to get to that as well on the show. And I want to talk about the Kirk Herbstreit thing, because Kirk Herbstreit, I don't know. I can't believe that Kirk Herbstreit came out and said what he did on Friday. To me, that's absolutely crazy. Here, let me see here. Let me know when you start that music at the end of the hour, just so I know, Will, okay? Because I can't hear it right now. But it might be playing. Nope. But you know, the Kirk Herbstreit coming out, I think it was an absolute mistake to talk about football the way he did and not having football and that kind of stuff. I am a big believer in that there needs to be some hope around here on this thing to help people out. And I think Kirk Herbstreit doesn't realize, or for whatever reason didn't realize, the power of the words that he had when it came through. Because that was crazy to me that happened. And then also there was a great article on Rivals website where they talk about the money that Nebraska potentially could be losing and has already lost, and how it's going to affect the program and other programs around the university. So we'll get to that too. So gosh, just a lot of stuff on the show. Hooks will eventually stop answering emails, and we will have ourselves a good show.
People tweeting about your food. They're
are they?
By the time everybody gets over here and eats, you and I won't have anything.
That's true. That is true. That's all right though, man. I'm excited. If you guys have never had, If you've never had that fire sauce, it's awesome.
I've had these.
So these are good. Hey, I'm fired up for it. All right, we'll take a quick break. Hour number two next.